Public Wi-Fi hotspots are an absolute godsend if you're out and need to get online. But there are huge security risks. Most of these networks are unsecured, so anyone can connect to them, including bad actors who want to steal your data. Even public Wi-Fi hotspots that need a password to connect won't necessarily protect you. Using a VPN encrypts your data before it leaves your device. This means that even if someone is monitoring your connection on a public wireless network, your information isn't readable to them. Still, public Wi-Fi isn't the only place where a VPN connection can help you. Here, you'll learn some other ways in which a VPN can help you stay safe. Avoid targeted advertising. Your personal data is very valuable to websites that try to build a picture of your browsing and buying habits online. You can often block simple adverts and cookies by changing your browser settings or using special add-ons, but this won't protect you from all forms of tracking. A good recent example of this is that European telecoms companies have been working on a system for providing targeted ads to mobile users by generating a special data token to identify you so that you can be served content. This token would be stored by the telecoms provider and any brands, platforms with whom they want to share it. This means it can't be removed from your device. This isn't good for your privacy, as it means you can be tracked across different websites you visit. If you consistently connect to a VPN, though, your traffic will be encrypted. This makes it much harder for websites to build a profile of you, or tag, the data packets your device sends and receives with your personal information. Safer surfing and gaming. Each time you connect to the internet directly, your unique IP address is visible to any websites or services to which you're connected. Hackers who want to target your device need personal information like your IP address to do so. When you connect to a VPN service, your IP address is masked, making their job much harder. This is especially important if you enjoy online gaming, as some sore losers like to engage in DOS, denial of service, attacks against good players to deliberately slow down their connection. Using a VPN when you connect to the gaming server will stop you from being targeted in this way. Beat bandwidth shaping. Bandwidth shaping is a creative term for how ISPs sometimes play around with data moving to and from your device. Sometimes they'll slow down certain types of content like streaming video and prioritize other types. Some ISPs even block certain protocols altogether, like BitTorrent. By connecting to a VPN server, all the internet traffic from your device is passed through an encrypted tunnel. In plain English, this means that your ISP has no way of telling one type of content from another. This makes it virtually impossible for them to interfere with your data in this way. The good news is that if your ISP is doing this, you might find your connection speeds up considerably when you use a VPN. Unblock sites at your school or office. If you're trying to get online in your school or workplace, you'll have noticed that some sites are blocked. Like ISPs, your network administrators may also have slowed down or blocked certain content like streaming video. They might do this because they want to avoid overloading the network or to make sure people only use the internet for work. Still, you may need to access a blocked website or watch an online video for research purposes. Using a VPN means that your device connects to a remote VPN server, which fetches the content you need. That means your VPN service isn't affected by any restrictions set by your school or office network. Access geo-restricted content. Another very common use for VPNs is accessing content only available in other countries. Certain online services like Netflix will change what you can view or download based on where you seem to be. As you now know, when your device connects to a VPN server, it's the server itself that fetches your content. This means that your public IP address matches that of the server. If that server happens to be in a different country, you can usually access the same content as anyone using the internet there. Of course, some websites are wise to people using VPNs to try and get around geo-restrictions in this way and have built-in safeguards to detect VPN usage. You can stop this from happening by choosing a VPN provider with plenty of servers to choose from, so you can switch to others in the same country if one is blocked. You should also choose a VPN that uses traffic obfuscation, which makes it much harder for websites to detect VPNs. Surf as you travel. If you're planning any countries which practice internet censorship, then you're going to need a VPN. This is because many websites we take for granted in the West are blocked in these places. For instance, Facebook is blocked in China, Iran, Egypt, and Pakistan. You can bypass restrictions like these in the same way as you would those put in place by a school or office network. Provided you connect to a VPN server outside the country you're in, you'll be able to access the same websites you would back home. Most importantly, when you do this, your traffic is encrypted, so there's no way for the local ISP to know which specific website you've accessed. Remember that some countries like Russia, North Korea, and Turkmenistan have banned VPNs altogether. Check with your embassy in those countries to make sure you don't break any local laws. Private and public. By now, you'll have learned that VPNs can do many things besides keep you safe on public Wi-Fi. Through encrypting your connection, you're kept safe from bandwidth shaping and snooping by your ISP. You can also unblock access to websites and protocols that are normally restricted by your network manager or foreign governments.